Halton Hills Today is profiling every candidate in the upcoming municipal election. Up next, candidates running in Ward 2, rural Halton Hills, Glenn Williams and Norval. Realtor Brian Robinson is vowing to do everything in his power to control both growth and traffic should he be elected as a councillor in Ward 2. While he marvels at the uncrowded beauty of Glenn Williams and Halton Hills more broadly, he has forced himself to face the fact that Halton Hills can't stay small forever. "We need to grow. We have to keep growing or we'll die," he told Halton Hills Today. To keep growth in check, the former part-time firefighter wants to ensure the secondary plans of Ward 2 are enforced so that the town's unique historical and environmental areas are protected. "People need to understand that we are not going to just merge into a big city," he said. "We are not going to be Milton, we are not going to Brampton. We are still going to be Halton Hills." With growth comes traffic. Speeding and congestion across the ward, along with a lack of parking in Glenn Williams, are all concerns for the longtime local resident. When asked what his priorities will be in the first 100 days of being elected, he said he would definitely want to deal with the traffic flow and safety. "That's one of my number ones." Robinson said he thinks more pressure on law enforcement and additional speed control systems are necessary for the community to remain safe. He also said a solid plan needs to be put in place to address the ever-increasing volume of heavy commercial trucks in Ward 2. "I just feel like traffic is a ticking time bomb. It's only getting worse." While he believes that tourism to Glenn Williams is wonderful, he acknowledges that it creates parking issues. "We need to have a parking plan as we're getting busier and developing more businesses. We know this is going to be the central hub of tourism down here." And finally, he hopes to better inform the public of initiatives and do more to get their feedback, all while promising to bring an uncompromising work ethic. "I give 110% in everything I do," he said. "I'm not going to sit on council if I'm not able to give 110%. So if I do two terms or one term or, however many. If I'm running, it's because I know there's more for me to do."